This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A recent eHarmony report on relationships found that American couples aged 25 to 35 knew each other for an average of 6.5 years before marrying, compared with an average of 5 years for all other age groups. Five of the country's biggest banks are lending tens or hundreds of millions of dollars to coal companies again. Researchers found that women who had one or more 4-ounce servings of fish per week had a 60% shorter time to pregnancy than those who ate one or fewer servings a week. European Commission proposed a set of measures that would reduce or alter the consumption and production of the 10 top plastic items found on beaches. Health protection interventions, including vaccinations, have saved $34 for every $1 spent on them. Health experts are demanding that prices be lowered on drug treatments that were developed with taxpayer funds. Less than 2% of heavy smokers get the recommended lung cancer screening, an imaging test that can catch tumors when they are small and potentially curable. Judges appointed by Republican presidents gave longer sentences to black defendants and shorter ones to women than judges appointed by Democrats, according to a new study of data on 500,000 defendants. Roseanne Barr had her hit show canceled by ABC and was dropped by her talent agency after a racist tweet about Valerie Jarrett, former Obama aide. Missouri's embattled Republican governor resigned amid a widening investigation of his affair with his hairdresser. The former Navy SEAL and Rhodes Scholar was seen as an up-and-coming star. John Bel Edwards, Louisiana's Democratic governor, vetoed a bill that would have blocked cities from passing inclusionary housing ordinances to mandate affordable housing. A new study finds that the death toll of Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico may have surpassed 4,600 people. Two-thirds of Americans say they are dissatisfied with the way income and wealth are distributed. Canadian government has announced that it is buying Trans Mountain Pipeline, which runs from Alberta to a port in Vancouver, angering environmentalists and First Canadian tribes. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.